had a pet duck. That's what we had. But we didn't have any, you know, toys. And we found this tree, a Christmas tree. It was a metal, you know, those metal ones. And the lights, you know, that would come on, but there was only one light, red. You know, it was cool. It was a tree, though, right? And so I remember my mom saying, you know, Santa Claus is not going to make it here this year, you know. But you know what we're going to make? We're going to make tamales. And we'll make them all together. And that's something that we're going to unwrap on Christmas Day. And that'll be our gift to each other. Yeah, you're right. We can make tamales and then we'll give each other gifts. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, there was this little, it's a little gadget. It was a, you know, it's a little elephant. What is it? Knickknacks. Mm-hmm. And it had broken, right? And my mom threw it out. And I was like, oh, mira, you know, I can give that to my sister, you know, for Christmas. Because, you know, Santa Claus is not coming. She needs to get something. So I took it to school and I spoke Spanish at home. We spoke Spanish at home. And English at school, because that's to keep our culture going and alive, my mother. And I'm so glad she did that, right? Yeah. So I remember just, you know, taking this little elephant and the trunk had broken off. And I took it to school, my kindergarten teacher, and I tried to explain to her what I needed to glue it, the nose, you know, for my sister, the trunk. And she says, what is it for? And I says, for my sister, Chabelita, Santa Claus is not coming to my house. And she needs a gift, you know, under the tree. And she starts crying. And I'm like, what is wrong with this woman? She está llorando, you know, she was crying. And I was just like, you know, like I didn't understand. And she goes, can I wrap it in this pretty wrap? And I was like, oh, my sister, you know, she would just love it. It was the most beautiful wrap in the world. I'd never seen anything so pretty, you know, colorful. And sure enough, you know, she wrapped it up and she was wiping her tears. And I was like, I felt so sad for her because I was like, this is not a sad thing. I'm happy. And so my sister on Christmas morning, she had a gift underneath the tree. And I was like, we're walking by because we're making tamales, right? And my sister goes, look, I go, Chabelita, mira, there's something underneath the tree. And she runs over because, you know, I didn't know how to spell her name at the time, but it was for her. And she opened it up and she was like, oh, and it was my mom's. She knew, you know, it was just so cute. I mean, and she still has that little elephant on her dresser. Capirotada, you know, it's something that stems back, and it's kind of like they used to call it like the poor folk, you know, dessert.
Right.
And that's the thing that I remember, you know, like, the white bread, you know, and they would toast it and we put the butter on both sides. And how you make capirotada is that's exactly how you do is you have the water where you throw in the cinnamon sticks and the sugar and you come bring it to a boil, right? Until it gets kind of red. And then, you know, meanwhile, you're stacking up, you're toasting your bread and you layer it. It's like a 9x12 sheet, so you have like six flat. And you put your bread down, and then you add your cheddar. It's a cheddar cheese, and you put raisins and pecans. And you can, you know, now people, they get all fancy, you know, they throw in all this other stuff, and I'm like, oh, whatever. Anyway, because you got to do it. And then you take a ladle, and you just ladle over the sauce, over the bread, and it just soaks it up, right? And so you keep layering it. And then you bake it. You bake it for like 30 minutes, I don't know, at like 350. Yeah. And you just watch it kind of just cook in there.
And it all smells so good. The bread and the cinnamon and the raisins, it just jogs memories in my brain. Grandma's house always smelled like that. Bread,
that
cooking
something?
Bread and cinnamon.
Uh-huh. No, and then las tortillas en la mañana. Oh, el cafecito with the, oh. I know.